I think my most memorable English learning experience is at the time when I was in exchange in UK, because basically I had to use English every single day to communicate whenever I shop, in class, and whatever. So I do think practice makes perfect. So even though my English wasn't that bad in Hong Kong already, but I'm not really used to using it every single day, and not really that confident. But when I finished my exchange program in Liverpool, I think myself is more fluent and confident in using English, and especially about the use of languages and also perhaps some vocabularies and the way you talk, your accent, pronunciation, or the content you will talk about is more like not local-like anymore. So I think talking more, try to communicate more with foreigners really helped to improve English standards. Yeah.
What is your most memorable English reading experience?
I can think of a recent reading I just do, which is the 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my god!
Okay, it is a very unusual book, and this is very erotic, sexy, but interesting reading to do. Of course, reading is a good way to learn English, because because the author is a British, so the language he used is very, it's very traditional, I can say. Yeah, so I can definitely learn more vocabularies in the most fundamentally way. And also the conversation, actually, because as he described a lot interactions between the two characters, you can see how people really talk in other Western countries. So, and the story is really interesting, very unusual, very unusual content about sex and love, and how, and the depth, I would describe the depth of the reading is really deep, because not only staying on the superficial how love and sex is going on, but it's very, you can actually see how life-changing is that relationship to the two characters. So I think it's very good reading, and I finished the book, three books actually, the whole series in 2 weeks. So
I'm sure you spend a lot of time.
It's so good. I love it. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite offer?
Favorite offer? Not really. I don't do reading a lot, so yeah.